Over here. I'm not finishing the sugya as a favor. I want the Eilim to be able to finish the sugya. Rabbi, so we have to pick up our game a little bit. You know, with one of the Nabura is Nebuch is recovering, and we want very much he should be gesund and stark, vikar of mamish, amen. So we have to pick up our game. Shua is convalescing. That's a word for getting better, by the way, Shua. So, Beis Hashem, we're going to pick up our game over here, and we're going to be bezachet to see Yeshua and Refuas. We're starting now. The Gemara is going into a new mode. We just finished discussing the Arba Avos of our Mishnah. The Arba Avos of our Mishnah, we had our Shor, Bar, Mave, and Hever. So we know two of them are very clear what they are. Bar is a bar. And Hever is a fire. What is Shor and Mave? So that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that Mave is Adam, and that would make Shor into Karen, Shane, and Regel. We weren't sure if it's really Karen, according to the Mashal Madura Basra yesterday. It's really just Shane and Regel. But it's Shor v'chol mili de Shor. And according to Shmuel, what is Mave? Shmuel, what's Mave? Shane. So what's Shor? Regel. What about Karen? Karen's later on, or Kishu's a Kavamazik, something like that. Now the Gemara is going into Tani Rav Oishia, and Rav Oishia actually gives us a different list. Tani Rav Oishia, Shloisha, Asar, Avos Nezikin. There's 13 Avos Nezikin. What are they? Shor Mechinam, V'Hashoyal, Noisei Sachar, V'Hasoicher. Those four are one group. Those are the different shomrim. There's four shomrim. Shomer mechinam, someone watches for free. Shoyel is someone that borrows. Noisei sachar is someone that pays rent. Vasoicher is someone that someone who gets paid for watching. And soicher is a renter. Those are all people that have someone else's objects in four different types of circumstances, four different contracts. Either I'll watch it for you for free, or I'll borrow it from you, or I'll watch it for you for payment, or I'll rent it from you. Four different types of things. Why are they put in that order? We'll have to see. But that's the order. And then the second group is Nezek Tzari, Poisheves, and Boishes. So that's altogether nine. The Arba de Masnisan plus the four of our Mishnah. Hare Tleisar, you got to 13. That's how we get to 13.
The second group is not really Mazikin, it's types of Nezek.
The second group is not really Mazikin. Really, if you wanted to call them mazik, and I'd really call it one type of mazik, what would you call it? Adam. So what is it? Nezek, tzari, peshev, zavos. First, let's discuss what they are. What's nezek? That's the loss of value to a person if you inflict a wound on him. In other words, if you punch someone and he has a black and blue mark, do you pay nezek? No. If you punch someone and you break his leg, do you pay nezek?
Yes, sir. It goes for us on eBay.
You break his leg. If it heals back perfectly like it was originally, there's no nezek. But if from now on he's going to have a weak leg, that's sure. We're talking about nezek.
Even if it's a short-term damage, but right now you want to sell him as a slave.
No.
That's a refund.
Permanent. Yes, permanent damage.
That's Shabbos.
Okay.
You don't know if it's going to heal back.
A kitzer, if you break his leg, it will depend. If it can heal like as well as originally, then fine. But for example, if someone breaks an ankle, he'll forever have a weak ankle if that's the case. So then he's going to. It depends on how bad the break is, or how strong the person is. If he breaks it when he's 30 years old, so now he's, it's not gonna heal.
Let's say he's gonna have pain. He's gonna heal.
Again, it's very simple. Does it change his price on the market? Yes or no? I think that's what it is.
He's gonna be living with pain for the rest of his life, even though it won't change his stuff. Right?
Ain't a chanami. So that's tsar.
Sorry for the rest of his life, though.
So could be, maybe.
Whatever the value
maybe.
That would be.
Could be. I don't know. Maybe that's a grum on the top. I don't know. I don't know. Let's. Everybody said there's a whole perek that discusses this. Which perek is that? Perek Achoyva. Let's leave it for then. Nezek, tsar is the pain that he gets afflicted. Ripoy Ripui is doctor's bills. Sheves is unemployment, the time that he needs to convalesce, and then he's going to not be able to work. And Boishes is the embarrassment that he had when this happened. Those are all different things. That's not different mazikim, it's one mazik. So the MS is that they can all happen in five different, you can have each one on its own. It's in theory possible to have someone that just does Boishes. How could you just do Boishes?
Slap him
or easier, better. Because slapping, he might have tzar. Slapping might have tzar. Spit in his face. There's no tzar, there's just Boishes. How could a person have just tzar?
Electrical shock.
Right, I think the Gemara says that you...
They stick a thing under his finger.
Under his fingernail. So each one can technically be isolated, and you could do a Maisa Hezek of each one on its own. So maybe that's why they're five different Mazikim. We'll have to see.
Can't do Shevas on its own.
Like, it's still all...
It's all different types of Adam HaMazik. It's all different types of Adam HaMazik. Maybe.
You do Shevas on your own also, where you prevent
yes.
him from
you don't do a permanent damage.
Yeah.
You can't
lock him in his cell.
Yeah. Lock him in his house.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Akol Panim... Rabbi, I want to ask a very grammatical question. I just want to make a deek over here in the Gemara. It's a little bit interesting to me. Shomer chinam v'hashoyel. Noisei sachar v'hasoicher. There's four words, two vavs, and two hays. Why?
Whoa.
No, two vavs and two hays. Nice try. Again, it's Shomer Chinam v'hashoyel. Noisei sachar v'hasoicher. So, what's...
Two categories, and whenever you say category, this and this.
They each have similarities.
What? So we have to figure out, are they different categories? And would that different categories automatically mandate that there should be a hey? Did you ask him?
He said it's just a style. He said it doesn't mean
sure.
We'll do the next one. Then look at next. Nezek, Tsar, Viripui, Sheves, Uboishes. What's up with that? There's two vavs in five words and no hays. Nezek, Tsar, Viripui, Sheves, Uboishes. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything to be figured out from this. I have not figured anything out.
That was the last thing. It's this.
No, it's not. There's also Nezek, Tsar, Viripui, Sheves, Uboishes. Like if it was just above at the end, Nezek, Tsar, Viripui, Sheves, Uboishes, in the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah, Daf, Pei, Gimel, Amid.
There's only one vav at the end.
Well, if there's no vav,
Nezek, Bitsar, Viripoy, Bishavis.
Would be Nezek, Tsar, Viripoy.
No, by Mishnah over there, it goes Benezek, Bitsar, Viripoy.
Maybe you would think there's a second one of Tsar, Viripoy. Maybe you think so.
Totally, the Mishnah over here goes Benezek, Bitsar, Viripoy, Bishavis, Ubaishas.
Okay, but over here, when we just put it all in,
Rashi, actually, Rashi has a different gear, so Rashi says, Viripui Visheves Uboishes. It's interesting that Rashi puts a vav in there. I don't know if any of these things are dafka. I don't know if anyone has anything to say about them. I would love to be able to have something to say. But at the moment, it's just a diuk. Let's see Rashi. A voice. Says Rashi, Kari lahanoch dechsivan bikra. This Rashi is reminiscent of the first Rashi in the Masechta, where Rashi said, a voice. What does Rashi say right in the beginning of the Masechta? A voice, Kari lahanoch dechsiv bikra behedya. The only difference is Rashi here leaves out the word behedya. So interesting. The Achroinim actually are medayik this. Why does Rashi here leave out the word behedya? Rashi just says, Avos. I will have to see if they're told us.
Some of them are learned out. Some of them are yellow.
Maybe after we realize that Mava is not.
Those Tolos are also written in the Kra, they're just not Behedya.
I mean, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshis aren't written in the Pasuk.
These don't have Tolos. A good point.
Even though they don't have Tolos.
Right. So they don't have to say Behedya anymore because.
Some of them are Yolot. Some of them are Pesach. They're not written Behedya, as she says. Hebrew and Shevis, as she says, they're not written Behedya.
We'll see, we'll get there. We're going to get there.
Consistent with the kind of.
That's what that told us.
Maybe.
You said almost written Behedya.
Yeah, so Aryeh's big pickup here, Rabbi Yisrael. Aryeh's saying a word over here. He's saying that the Mishnah. It wants toldois, avos mechladika toldois. Therefore, it has to say it's only behedya because toldos are also written in the pasuk. It's not behedya, but the Tanya, the Brisa is even though there's no toldos. So now it's no toldos. It doesn't have to be written in the kor behedya. That's good for the chiluch between the Brisa and the Mishnah. One's looking for toldos, and one's not looking for toldos. So maybe that would be.
What does behedya help you with that? What does behedya do for you?
The Tolas are not written in the Pasuk at all.
So in the Mishnah,
we had learned the Tolas are written in the Pasuk, they're just not Behedya.
Chagas, Behedya means explicit.
All Tolas are Nichlal.
Like that's the way
we
had learned.
Right. That's the way that we had learned.
Okay.
Right, exactly. So that's why he doesn't have to say Behedya. And it's only written Mikra.
Why these an Av?
We'll see. The Gemara is going to say not because of Tolas. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Asha, the Gemara talks about it later, why these are Av.
Rashi right, here uses Avos as part of Behedya, but then there's Avos inside Rashi.
Right.
It's what Arya is saying. It's like a full Avos.
Right. Maybe okay.
It doesn't tell you anything about the Toldos. It just tells you about how it's written in the Torah. Like, why would it be?
Because we're saying that the Toldos are also written in the Pasuk.
That's what we said.
That's what we said at the beginning of the Zman. I think the Shir Klali. We said. Right. Avos Hayin Ksivi Bekura Behedya, but the Toldos are also Ksivi Bekura. They're just not Behedya. So we were saying. It's not muchach, but
so why are we okay with
this,
that it's also changing? That we're
because we're looking for different types of avos now. There's many different avos. There's avos of Shabbos. There's avos of Tumah.
We're doing avos nezikin, right? And now we're saying that there's
different types of avos nezikin. Those avos nezikin are the avos that Ika told us. These avos that not Ika told us. So the avos that Ika told us, only the ones that are ksivi bikra behedya. The avos that are not a list of avos of the... You got it?
Why doesn't the Gemara say it's more simple why these are not listed in the Mishnah is because they don't have told us?
That's a good question. I mean, but the Gemara, the Maaseh, they don't have told us. So we have to see. I'll call upon him. It's a good question. So we have to see, is there any mashmais of the fact that these others are ksivim bikra, they're not behedya? What's the first one? The first one is Shemir Chinam. It says, Rashi, Shemir Chinam is chayev bepshia. Vashoyel is chayev afilu ba'ainsim. Asoicher v'noisei socher chayvim b'gneva v'aveda. V'kol shchein b'pshia. The chayvim gneva aveda. And for sure, the chayvim pshia. V'kulu ksivi. They're all written. Kedetani v'perek ha-shoyel v'baba metzia. Parash v'shoyen en emar b'shoyem echinam. Shniya b'shoyem esachar. Shlishis b'shoyel. Hilkach aves ninu. L'kaman boy. Mai nihu told us. The one's going to ask, do they have told us or not? Okay. I have three diukum here on Rashi, my friends. Three diukum on Rashi. First of all, Rashi says Parsha Rishayna is Shomer Chinam, Shnia is Shomer Sachar, and Shlishis is Shoyal. What about Soicher? Which Parsha is Soicher?
Could be both.
We
learned it out.
The answer is. It's not written anywhere. It's right. So Rashi says that it's learned out from Shomer Sachar. That's what Rashi says. We're going to get back to Tosis in a minute. Rashi says learn from Shomer Sachar. So Rashi seems to say that it's not written. So what do you mean they're all written? The answer is that it's Nichlal and that. But is that Behedya? Maybe that's why Rashi goes over again and tells us. Hilkach V'kulu ksivi. They're all written. Hilkach avos ninhu. Rashi told us before, avos or anything that's ksivi. Rashi goes over because it's not ksivi behedya. Soicher is not ksivi behedya. It's nichlal in shomer socher. That's what Rashi says. Now lemaisa, it's not so clear that it's nichlal in shomer socher because Tosfos says it's a machlokes. Let's see Tosfos. Shlosha az avos ninhu. V'dineim yud beis. D'soicher k'shomer socher have oy k'shomer chinam have. Rashi says it's either Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. Tosfos says, Ima Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. Don't know. Because it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara actually has a machlokes. Do we look at a Soicher as a Shomer Chinam or as a Shomer Sachar? I'll explain to you. Does he benefit from having this object by him? Yes or no? Yes. What's his benefit? He's using it. A soicher. A soicher. Does he benefit from having this object by him, yes or no?
Yes.
Does he want to have the object by him, yes or no?
Yes.
For that reason, I would say he's a shomer sachar. He's benefiting from having it by him. But hold on a second. I paid for that service. I paid for that. So we want to, we could technically cancel out the use for the money that I paid. So what's left? Now I'm watching your item. I'm watching it for free. So therefore, I'm a shomer chinam. So do you say, look, the benefit that he had, he paid for, so that would just, we're going to block those two out and negate each other. All that's left is he's watching the item for free. Or, at the end of the day, I'm benefiting from having this by me, so I'm watching it with benefit. That's a machlokes, if it's a shomer chinam, shomer sachar, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. What? Rashi's weighing in, my friends. Rashi's weighing in, and Rashi's saying that what is a soicher is a shomer sachar. Why does Rashi do that? Why is Rashi weighing in? Tosis doesn't weigh in. What is Tosis saying? Either one. Dinim are 12. There's 13 dinim are 12. What's the din of soicher? Don't know. Either shomer chinam or shomer sachar. And Rashi, let's see again Rashi, where Rashi weighs in. Rashi says, shomer chinam chayv pshia. Shoyel chayv afilu b'ayntzin. V'soicher v'noisei sachar chayovim b'gneva v'aveda. And Rashi, he bunches together soicher and nasa sachar. Why does Rashi do that? It's a machlokes. Why is Rashi sticking his head into a machlokes? Anyone, Rabbi Yisai. Help me out over here. What? Why is Rashi getting busy with how we paskin over here?
Damn, it's clear which one.
Why is it clear? No. Perhaps Rabbi Oishia somehow is, in the way that Rabbi Oishia wrote it, Rashi saw that Rabbi Oishia is siding with one side. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? Rashi says, Shoymer chinam, shoyel, noisei sachar, vasoicher. Where is soicher? Together with noisei sachar. So, because those two are together, Rashi assumed that the two of them have the same din. It's even more than that. If you look at Rashi carefully, Rashi even pulled a switcheroo on us. Look at Rashi carefully. Shemechinam chayv v'pshia. Shoyel chayv v'fil b'ayntzim. V'soicher v'noisei sachar chayavim b'gnei v'aveda. Rashi put soicher before noisei sachar. I don't know if Rashi did that. He had a different gear somehow. I don't know. But in our Gemara, the soicher comes at the end. But I think that how is Tosis going to learn? I tell you how I think Tosis is going to learn. Tosis is going to learn Shomer Chinam is one din. Shoyel, another din. Soicher, third din. And Noisei Sachar is... I think, how's Tyson going to learn?
Same thing as one of them.
In other words, don't know. I think Tyson is going to learn that it's non-committal. That's why he writes it at the end, because it's unclear what the din of Seicher is. Therefore, he wrote it at the end. Rashi learned to put it together with Seicher in order to give us to say that it has the same din as Seicher. Could be according to Tyson, we're going to learn not like that. Yeah. Akol Panim, we have another Shiloh over here. What's the parsha Rishina in the Torah? What's the parsha Rishina? Parsha Shnia? So why didn't the Brisa write it in that order? Why did the Brisa not write it in that order? What?
Groups.
What are the groups? So Tosis addresses this question. What does Tosis say? Let's take a look. Says Tosis. Shomer chinam v'hashoyel, says Tosis, shomer chinam pater min hakoil, chutz min pshia. Shoyel, chayiv bakol, chutz min meisa bachos malocha. Noisei sachar, chayiv b'miktsas v'gneva aveiru, pater b'ointzim. Kach nagadu b'zeh ha-seder v'lo k'seder sh'nechdo v'parsha. We're doing extremes. Shomer chinam is what? Potter and everything aside from Pshia. Shoyel is what? Chayiv and everything aside from Meisav Chas Malacha. And Shomer Sachar is somewhere in the middle. Tosfos conveniently leaves out the din of Seicher. Why? Because we don't know what Seicher is. We're not sure. So I'm assuming that the reason why it puts it at the end is because we don't know. According to Tosfos,
how can he make groupings if he's not sure?
Those are the groupings. This one always chayiv. This one always this one always potter. This one always chayiv. This one in the middle, and this one we don't know. That's the grouping. Those Reb Oish, it's not the pshat.
That should be
Nuhah. Reb Oish himself is non-committal as to which one it is. It's not the pshat that we don't know what Reb Oish holds.
That they're similar.
Maybe Reb Oish holds. He doesn't know. That's Reb Oish holds. Reb Oish is intentionally leaving it vague.
Then you should put
this, like,
if he's not sure. I mean, why are you putting it together then?
No, no, what do you mean? Which one should you put first?
Make the regular order and direct the Veasaifer.
Know this. I don't know that. What do you mean?
Keep the order regular.
You can't, because you want to do Shomer Chinam and Shoyal. Yeah, you're doing this and that. Do what?
Okay.
Shoyal?
Why is it like this?
My
that's where we're at.
I hear. Akitzer, Aboisa, I'd like to suggest Pshat in Tosfos is as follows. What Tosfos perhaps is saying is as follows. Is a Shomer Chinam ever really chayiv midinei shmira?
Who?
Shomer Chinam. Tosfos says he's potter min hakol chutz min apshia. So what does he mean? He means he's barely ever chayiv? I'd like to suggest no. Maybe Tosfos means even more than that. Because the Rambam says, when a shomer is poisheya, says the Rambam, you're chayiv midin mazik, not midin shomer. Poisheya, says the Rambam, is a mazik.
All the
shaymer
mazikim. That's what
Rashi
says.
I hear why they in Hilchas Mazik. But the Rambam says that this is different. The Rambam says that pshia is more of a mazik, even though a shaymer, for example, what happens if a person is shaymer karka? Is there a din shmira on karka? No. Is there a din shmira on avadim? No. Avadim are hokish to karka. But what happens if I give you my eved and your pshia? Says the Rambam, then you're chayiv.
Stabbing.
You let him go.
He runs away. He runs away. Boom, he's gone.
Oh, you're watching someone.
I ask you to watch my Eved, and then you pshe and he runs away. Then you're chayiv. Why? I'm not chayiv on Shmira. Because pshia is midin mazik. So what are we coming out? Shomer chinam is always putter midine shomer. His chiyuv is a nu chiyuv midin mazik. And what about a shoyel? A shoyel is always chayev. Chutz mi meisa machmas malacha. Why by meisa machmas malacha is a shoyel potter? Is a shoyel potter by meisa machmas malacha? What? Not because of clean, because of complete onus. Even on a complete onus, a shoyel is chayev. Even on a complete onus, a shoyel is chayev. Why is a shoyel potter on meisa machmas malacha? What?
If you go with the pshat,
there's no way to do shmir on an oinus. I borrow your shor, anyway. I borrow your shor, and it gets struck by lightning. I'm chayiv.
The way the shor works is basically you bought it, and you have a kinyan, and now it's yours, and you have to give it back. But then maybe you bought something which had a mekach tos.
So I want to say it this way, something like what Yaakov is saying. There's different neschais and the rishonim. But meisa machmas malacha is the pshat. You gave this to me to work with, and then it died. So you're the problem. You did this. What are you giving me your animal to work? Are you crazy? You killed your animal. So it's not the pshat. I'm putter, and anything happens, I'm always chayiv. But if you kill the animal, I'm putter. Pshias anizik. You lent it to me for 3 years. Why are you lending me for 3 years to work? You killed it. You should have told me. Listen, it can only work for 2 years. So in other words, in truth, a shomer chinam is always putter. And a shoyel is always chayiv. A shomer chinam can be chayiv if he's a mazik, fashteitzach. And a shoyel can be putter if the other guy's the mazik, fashteitzach. But what Tosfos is doing is Tosfos is saying these two are completes. They're totalities. And a shomer sachar somewhere in the middle. If you read it, it sounds somewhat what Tosfos is doing. Shomer chinam poter min hakol, chutz min apshia, because pshia is mazik. Shoyel chayiv bakol, chutz mimeitz amachmas malacha, because over there the nizik is the mazik. When I say socher, it's chayev b'miktzas. The gneva aveda upater b'oitzim. No, it's showing me socher is the only one that has a miktzas. He's the only one that has a miktzas. No, good. It's a good question, but it's not b'yadayim. He's a mazik, but not b'yadayim.
And you can answer
he's not doing it. He's Peshe. Peshe is B'yadayim.
Now you can answer according to Tosos why Shabakin and Vashar had two completes.
Right.
Sachar,
right.
And then you're
yep. Just doing yep. Sachar. Could be. I don't know if Rashi doesn't sound like he's doing this. If you read Rashi, Rashi says, Shamachinim Chayev Bipshia. Doesn't say Potter min hakol chutz min hapshia, the way Tosos says. Shoyel is Chayev Afilu Ba'insim. It doesn't even mention Mesa Machmas Malacha, Taisus. So, I mean Rashi. So it sounds like Rashi and Taisus are going different directions. The Maisa to Machlokes seems to be Machlokes Rambam and Ravid whether or not a Peshe is a Mazik or not a Mazik. It could be that this structure we're creating in Taisus is not Muchach, that Rashi necessarily holds of it. But I'll come upon him. What? Right, right. Upon it, but we have another question over here. Question is, question that's brought from the Magia in Rabbi Yaakov Mishra Shulchan. I believe it's either his son or his grandson. What? He asked the following question. A shoyel is chayiv on oinsim, correct? The animal gets struck by lightning, the shoyel is chayiv. I ask you a question. Did he do anything wrong?
Absolutely not.
Did he do anything wrong at all? Can you hold him responsible?
Oynes Gomer.
Oynes Gomer. There's a tsunami that comes and wipes out everything. There's nothing he could have done. So, why is he considered a mazik?
He didn't have to borrow it.
But what made him into a mazik? How is he a mazik? So Adam Mu'ad La'olam, so Rav Aaron Leib affirms this. Rav Aaron Leib says, by Adam that he's chayiv even by an oynes or whatever shayik whatever you want to call it, there I did it. So in the end of the day, who did the damage? You. You were a mazik. Maybe you were a mazik by accident, but you were a mazik. But a shayil, I didn't do anything. I did nothing wrong. The animal would have died in your house the same it would have died in my house. We live right next door to each other. There was a tsunami, it blew out your entire house, it blew out my entire house. So why am I a mazik? What makes me into a mazik?
And if we wouldn't live next to each other and I would take it somewhere else, please, you understand?
Then you could say maybe somehow I'm responsible. It's because of my karma or something or my luck or I don't know. It's not good, but I'm just putting it in perspective that over here, shoyel chayv is a mazik. So why is a shoyel chayv? Shoyel is chayv for a different reason. The way that the Nesiva says it is, Shoyel, the Pshat is, it's becoming mine temporarily, and I have to give it back to you. I didn't give it back to you. If it died when it was mine, so
I owe you money.
I owe you money. Period. Not because, so I'm not a Mazik. So what makes me into a Mazik, Bechal? How am I a Mazik? Because when I took it from you, it's like now it's mine, and I guarantee to give it back to you. It's like a Kinyan Lizman. Shoyel is a Kinyan Lizman. So therefore, if I don't give it back to you, now I have to pay. I don't care why I don't give it back to you. I don't need any excuses. You have to you have to return the item.
So you borrow money and then that money is lost.
Right? Same way you borrow money and the money is lost. Same type of thing. So why is it called a mazik? So, Rabbi Aaron Leib wants to say a teretz. Rabbi Aaron Leib says, the answer is, Enachanami. Mazikim doesn't mean necessarily that I'm a mazik. It just means losses of money. Losses of money. Those are mazikim. Things that cause lost damages. But it doesn't mean mazik is a mazik is a mazik. That's what Rabbi Aaron Leib
says. If I hire someone.
What?
If I hire someone, and I don't pay him or something like that, or I buy something from someone, I don't pay him and I'm losing him money. I'm a mazik now, or would
you
call it
honest nazikim? That's like a ganav. That's a ganav. So that's maybe that would be included in ganav. Kovish chasochir maybe. Ganav. That might be the next list. But I'd like to make it. I'd like to suggest something else, Rabbi Yisai. Perhaps. I have a question for you. How many types of shomrim are there? Does anyone know? Four.
Three. Nice and soft. Same thing or different?
How many? But when we write the list of shomrim, how many shomrim are there?
The Kol Dalet.
The Kol Dalet shomrim. Is a shayla shomer?
Is responsible for the.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
is a shomer?
It's you're the guy. Is responsible for the.
He's not watching.
Is a shayker a shomer?
Does he have to watch it also? You're responsible for the guy's thing. The same way a shayker is.
What?
Why is the kasha not as strong as a shayker? I'm renting it from you. Why am I?
No, because my point is like this. When if I'm a shomer chinam, let's say I'm a shomer chinam, right? And let's say guy walks by, I ask you to watch my donkey. I ask you to watch my donkey. I walk by and the donkey's not tied up. I'm like, hey, why are you gonna tie my donkey? I say, look, if he gets lost, I'll pay you. I say, no, I don't want you to pay me. I want you to watch my donkey. I asked you to watch my donkey. He's like, listen, buddy, I understand what the ramifications are. If it gets lost, I'll pay you. Is that okay? Or do I have a chiyuv of shmira? You have a chiyuv of shmira. If I pay you to watch my donkey, and you're like, listen, I understand if it gets stolen, I'll pay. No, I pay. You know what? I don't want another donkey. I want my donkey. If it gets lost, I'll take the money. But you have to watch my donkey. So a shomer chinam has to watch. A shomer sachar has to watch. A soicher has to watch. Does a shoyl have to watch? It's mine now. Now it's mine.
And now 3 days it's gonna be mine again.
Okay, so then if I can't give it back to you, I'll pay you.
But I want this, the same thing.
So Shoyl also is a chiyuv shmira. Shoyl also is a chiyuv shmira. The saying is Shoyl is not
the
chiyuv
from mazik.
Yeah. The chiyuv oitzim is not mishum mazik. But aside from the chiyuv oitzim is also a chiyuv shmira. Does a shoyl have a chiyuv shmira? Yes, he's one of the Dalet Shoyl.
Therefore, how does that make
a mazik? How is a shomer chinam a mazik? When you don't do your shmira, you're a mazik. How is a shomer sachar a mazik?
No one's saying that in the case of shoyl, when it's not an oynis, that it's not.
That's what I'm saying. In the case of shoyl, einach anami, in the case of oynis, you're not a mazik. But in the case of not oynis, you're a mazik.
Yeah, of course. That's a
push. Shoyl's included.
We're only asking on the
oynis. Yes. So, in the case of oynis, you're not one of the mazikim. Who's the mazik? Not in the case of oynis, in all the other cases. So, Rav Aaron Leib doesn't like that because he says, so then shoyl is really just one of the other shoymrim. What's unique about shoyl? What's unique is oynis. But who said it has to be unique? Is soicher unique?
Yes.
So shoyl is also like. It's not included. Pasuk. How many? Hold on a second.
Has its own pasuk.
Hold on a second. How many mazikim do we list over here?
Four.
13.
One of them is soicher. One of them is noisei sachar. But they have the same din. It's included. Why are you counting them differently? The answer is because there's a different personalities. These are different people. There's this person and that person, and even if they do the same damage, one person is a renter, the other person is a borrower, the other person is a watchman for money, the other person. So they're different personalities, and even if they're mazik in the same way, because noisei sachar and sachar are identical. They are identical. And still, they're included in the list. They don't have to be different. They don't have to have a different dinim. They just have to be different people.
Yeah, but the fact that it says shayl, why are we excluding oynis? It doesn't say shayl minus a case of oynis.
Because oynis is not midin mazik. It doesn't say which case is a mazik. It says that these are all different types of mazikim. They are.
Yeah, but shayl and seichel, they're both. Everything about them is a mazik. Whatever they do, anything for them, bichayv as mazik. Shayl is not going to be chayv as mazik in this case. Whatever you can't say, it's a mazik.
It'll be chayv as mazik, just not in a case of oynis.
So it's not the same thing as everything else. Everything else is the same
as I
did.
We say it by
oynis. Oynis is midin. Oynis is midin. Kabbal sachrayis, or because klapi that it's.
I'm telling I'm chayv and
shmir. That's my question. Is a shoyl chayv and shmir, yes or no?
Yeah.
He is? Yeah. He's a shoymer. Yeah. If he's a shoymer, he's one of the Dalet Mazikim. Why not? Why is it different than Noisei Sachar, Shoymer Chinam, Shoymer? Those are all shoymerim. And if they don't do their shmir, they're considered to be Mazikim.
So why are you chayv by oynis?
He said.
Why are you chayv by oynis?
What?
So why are you chayv by oynis?
That's a different din.
I'm saying, what's the din?
I'm responsible.
The Nesiva says, because it's your koine it lizman. Or I understood.
Why does that change if it's not oynis?
What do you mean?
Why isn't the same chiyuv?
Now I'm turning Rabbi Shai. Like, why, if it, even if it's not an oinus, why isn't that the pshat that you're chayav?
So then you're not chayav shmira? Is there a chayav shmira?
Maybe.
If there's a chayav shmira, then you're a mazik mit, then you're chayav shmira. And maybe you'll have a chayav oinsim, mikoich that also.
But you can't say both.
Yes, you can. Why not?
Because then that's not true.
Do you have a chayav shmira, yes or no?
If yes, then you can't say that. And if you say that, then you can't say.
So you're saying there's no chayav shmira?
If you're holding like that, yeah.
So you're saying differently than them. They said there's a chiyuv shmira. You're saying there's not a chiyuv shmira. So I either call Dal Shemir.
Okay, you have to figure that out.
Oh, okay. So I'm suggesting that there's a chiyuv shmira. What?
But then there can't be a
chiyuv. So listen, Moshe is bothered. Listen to me for a second. Moshe is bothered. That if the Nesivus is right, that it's like a Kinyan Lizman, then I can't be Chayav Shmira, it's mine. I'm not Chayav to watch my own thing. It's mine. So maybe we have to readjust and say, not like the Nesivus. And say the reason, where Rabbi Chanan says, the reason why Shoel is Chayav is because he's Kabbalah Sacharias. Not because it's mine. Because I guarantee to get it back to you. That's it. Kabbalah Sacharias. Not because it's mine, it's not mine. But I was Makabel, that if anything happens, I'm paying you. I'm an Arev. And then there's also a chiyuv shmira.
On my own. I promised something that to someone else. Never asked to fulfill that.
That's correct. That's mitzad oinus. Something else is the chiyuv shmira. You're also a shomer. You can't now watch my animal. If I give you my animal, it says, listen, you have to make sure it gets back to me. I said, okay. And if I don't, you have to pay me. Okay. So I'll pay you. No, I want you to watch it. So that's already the chiyuv. There's a chiyuv shmira plus there's a kabbalah sacharias.
Is it by Yishael?
By Yishael. So therefore, he's a regular shomer. I doesn't have his own din. Neither does Nisei Sacher and Sacher don't have their own din. So why does he have to have his own din? And he's a mazik.
But the mazik
that
din are different than
Shoyal
and Sacher.
True. So what?
No, we see that there's something else that.
You're right. There's two dinim in Shoyal. One is the Kabbalah Sacharias of Shoyal, and the other one is the fact that the Shoyal is also a shomer. And maybe we're just highlighting the shomer part.
So really, the only consider a mazik is the part not regarding Inus.
Correct.
But since
correct. That's what I'm suggesting.
By Inus, I wouldn't be a mazik, but since
correct.
A lot of times he's
correct.
A mazik also,
correct. So if Aaron Leib says it's mashman abraisa that the Inus is the mazik. I don't know why you need to say that. That's what Aaron Leib understood.
It's in general the mazik besides in the case of Inus.
Right. General, just like Shem Echinam, Shem Esachar, Noisi Sachar, they're all mazik, and because of their shmira, Shem is also a shomer. Okay, Rabbi, let's go back.
Why is there no oinus by mazik? Don't we say an adam is chayv, you know, ben oinus ben ratzon? Talking about a mazik mod loylam.
Why is the what?
When we say adam mod loylam, right. Even when he's a mazik, he'll be chayv on oinus, right?
Right.
So would it be what's the wrong with saying that even if you want to say the shul is not a shayman, right? So he'll still just be a regular mazik that year.
No, but he didn't do it. By adam mod loylam, I did it. So therefore, you could call me a mazik because I did it. But over here,
shmira,
it's you're saying I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong. I didn't even do it. Lightning did it. Tsunami did it. I didn't do it.
That's not the
onus by right.
Maybe around we've got that from Tosis that it's mashma and brisa, because then it wouldn't really make sense if the shayla is chayv and kol chutz mean it's a different chiyuv. We're not talking about the chiyuv onus. And then Tezus says that's why it's the order.
That's why I think that's what Tezus is doing. He's saying you're chayv bakol, chutz mina oine mi meisa machos malacha.
It's talking about even the oinus is chayv.
So Baron Leib says it's not midin mazik. It just says mazik, and it just means damages that happen.
Stuff you have to pay for.
That's it. That's the way Baron Leib learned. I want to say it's mazik, and it's midin shomer. Okay. Okay, so let's go weiter. You got a lot to do. Tosfos says Shlosh Asar Avos Nezikin V'dineim Shneim Asar. The Soicher is Kesher Mechisachar Avi or Kesher Mechinam Avi. We mentioned this Tosfos before. Rashi seems to side that it's clearly going like Shem Mechisachar. But either way, Tosfos is picking up on the fact that there's only 12 dinim. Rav Moshe brings a kasha from Talmud Echad that. according to Shmuel, that holds Tana Shor LeRaglo Yamav LeShenai, so Shein and Regel also have the same din. So their dinaim are shaveh. So it's just a technical issue. So why does Tosfos say that dinaim are 12? You should really say dinaim are 11. It's 13, but Shem Esachar and Seicher is like one of them, and Shein and Regel are the same. So it's a nuanced question. Dinaim Yud Beis, it should be dinaim Yud Aleph, because Shein and Regel are the same din.
What even the Torah, even the regular service? You're just saying Shein and Regel is the same din, so it's not going to matter. So
yeah, well, it's only
if you hold
like Shmuel, that's
Shein and Regel. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't touch a phone until you say you can't.
Right.
Tell us.
Yeah, but so what? We would still need to say
the Torah's not allowed.
I hear.
It doesn't matter.
It's an interesting question.
You would have something that would come out.
Pure regal and pure Shane have the same thing. Both Pater Nusha Sarabim, they're both
the same thing. There's going to be an Akamina. You have to say.
It's not the same thing. Come out.
So
you have to say both because you need to know it's Torah.
So Reb Moshe says a Teretz and he says. Shane and Regal. Those are be'etzem two different things. Why? Because they learn from two different psukim. Where's Shane learned from? Where's the regular learn from? The Shilach. So they learn from two different psukim. If they learn from two different psukim, then they're bechepsa two different things. If they have the same din, it won't bother us. But where are we learning Seicher? Is Gufa going to be learnt either from Shem Echinim or from Shem Eselchar? So therefore, it's Kilo, it's Nechla.
Why isn't it Av at all?
Why is what now?
Because it's Ksiva, just not Behedya.
I don't get
Teretz. Teretz is like this. Shane and Regel are learnt out from different places. Therefore, they're be'etzem different avos, because they have different psukim. The fact that they have the same din, that's not going to even, we're not even going to blink at that. Because they're both written in the pasuk. Masha'enkin, over here, Soicher is be'etzem not written anywhere. It's either going to fall in line with Shem Echinam or fall in line with Shem Esachar. But it's not that it's identical to Shem Echinam and Shem Esachar. It falls in line with Shem Echinam and Shem Esachar. So therefore, it's really only 12 dinim. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Shein and Regal, it's Be'etzem. Shein has one din, Regal has another. They happen to be identical. So therefore, they're different numbers. Rabbi said, but Lamaisa, this Teretz is a problem. Are Shein and Regal learned from different psukim? If you did, you
chazak.
The Maskanas of Gemara, Tosfos holds they learn from the same pasuk. They're both learn out of same part. They both learn out of Vishilach, because the Gemara asks, why don't you just write Vishilach? The Mashme Shein Mashme Regel. It's Mashme Regel because it says Shalchi Regel Ashor Vachamor, and it's Mashme Shein because it says Vishen Behemas Ashalich Bam. What does the Gemara answer? If it only wrote Vishilach, I would think Shalach Shluchi, but Azlameila not. So it sounds like the pasuk of Ubir is just there to tell us Azlameila. And Tosfos over there, look at Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph.
Isn't it once we have the pasuk?
That was a machlokes Rishayna. Yeah, the Shita. Tosfos Dimas Itzrich Salka Daitach Amino, Hani Milech Doshach Shluchi, V'yesh Leimar. The Hachi Kamar beBraisa, the Ilu Loinemar veShilach, Habe Mafkinon meKasha Yivar Golol. Chiyagav neIkabresh. If it wouldn't have said veShilach, I would have learned that from Kasha Yivar. But Lamaisa it does say veShilach, and if it says veShilach, where are you going to learn it from? From veShilach. So at the end of the day, they're both learned from veShilach.
They wouldn't have the same
dina. It would for sure have the same dina. They're both learned from one pasuk.
No, but then you wouldn't know LaMechalei Karna.
You're right. So in the end of the day, I'm going to need the other pasuk to teach me also the din of Azlam and Melo. But if I just had the word Vishilach, it would teach me Shein and Regel. I'm learning Shein and Regel from one pasuk, from the same pasuk, from Vishilach, Tosfos learns.
Also, I still don't get the Teretz, because at the end of the day, it is 11 dinim. I don't care if Shein and Regel are both Ksivi, but it's still 11 dinim.
Yeah, so he's...
Well, no, the point is that
the
only reason why Tosfos was saying that they have 12 dinim, what he meant is 12 dinim.
No, it should be 11. Elmai, we could perhaps say something different. Tosfos holds the following thing. Tosfos holds, the Heftza von Mazik of Shein, and the Heftza von Mazik von Regel is an Adra Heftza von Mazik. Because one's Another zekoy. The other ones, zekoy matzah. Grada, the one I'm from a mazik. Oh, but it's under a tchuna from mazik. It's under a mazik. Oh, but when it comes to soicher, noisei sachar, it's really all the same thing. It's just they're dressed up in different, you know, different dynamics. But be'etzem, it's one thing. Therefore, it's dinei machas.
It's the same thing, it's the same thing.
No, because that's what we're saying over here. It's different heftzos of mazik. It's different tchuna of mazik. We're not saying it's not from one pasuk, but it's different tchunas.
Being the buyer or the...
Now, right, what'd you say?
And which way the payment's going, does it make a difference?
No, in the tchuna, it's a question of if I gained from my watching, I'm a shomer zocher. If I didn't gain, I'm a shomer chinam. But it's all, in the end of the day, it boils down to shomer chinam, shomer zocher. But over here, it doesn't all boil down to shein and regal, two different things. They have different toldos. Even as Usher said, one of them has tzoros, the other one doesn't. Possibly. So there are differences between them. They all learn from the same pasuk. They have the same halachas as avos, but they're two different heftzas. Okay. But so let's keep going. There's so much to do over here. Zok Rashi Vayter. Nezek. Hachoyvu b'chaveroi, noisen loy mashu shava achshav, pochus mi batchila. So there's two diukim that I'd like to make in this Rashi. First diuk is, I'm a little bit, this is a klinchik a diuk, it's mamish a small diuk, but I think it's a diuk. I'm a little bothered by the word noisen. Noisen makes it sound like you're gifting. Hachoyvel b'chaveroi?
Mishalim
loy mashu shave achshav pachos mitzchila. Or chayiv. Noisen loy mashu shave. What is Rashi? I'm a little bothered by that language of Rashi. Noisen loy. It's like, you give it to him. This is what we give.
Is it knas?
Ah, it's a knas. It's a pachayla. We'll see. That's one diuk. The other diuk, which fully made what we were learning at the beginning of Seder, is basically as follows. There's also an edel and a kuda. How do you shatz up Nezek? What does Rashi say? See how much he was worth beforehand. See how much he's worth now, and you pay the difference. Let's say a person does different type of Nezek. Let's say he's mazik a house. You have a huge house. The house is a $10 million estate. And someone breaks a window. So how much is the house going to sell before you broke the window? How much is it going to sell after you broke the window? Basically the same exact thing. Or the same exact thing. Is that the way we shots up the Hezek? Or you say, how much does a window cost?
Can't do that by Adam.
Oh, you can't do that by, it's not shayach by an Adam. Aber lemaisa, the value is going to be less. You're not really replacing the hand. You're saying, how much would it even worth before, how much would it be worth afterwards? But you're not replacing the value of the hand. So it's not really Nezek. Not the classic Nezek. how much is a, not when it's dealing with a house, with a window, how much would a person say his toe is worth?
A lot.
How much? What is it worth in the slave market?
Nothing.
Very little, if anything, right? But I people value their toes.
No, if a guy doesn't have a toe in the slave market,
no. Talking about the toe, they're looking at eBay trying to buy a toe. It's not going to cost that much money.
You don't care about a toe. If the guy is missing his toe,
yeah, why? It makes a big difference. If I have four toes, I'm worth the same amount, man. No, but two of us stuck together.
True.
That's two.
I didn't go down the values.
The point is, this Nezek doesn't necessarily get shotsed up like regular Nezek. Interesting observation. What's Tsar? Says Rashi, Oim nim kama adam ha'oimid yadol li kotzeitz ha'yidei cherev. A person, we evaluate how much a person that's about to have his arm cut off through a sword. Why is he having his arm cut off with a sword?
Stole something.
Because the Malchus, he's getting punished. He's going to get punished now. This is his punishment. Maybe he stole something. He's getting punished. His arm's going to get cut off. So now someone's coming and say, listen, I'll arrange that it gets surgically removed with, what's it called? Anesthesia. How much are you going to pay for that change? In other words, what's basically the difference? What's the difference?
How much?
The pain. We've isolated the pain. Rashi says, the less le tzar kulei hai. What does less le tzar kulei hai mean?
That's so bad.
Not so much pain. It sounds like any time a person has his arm removed, there will be pain.
Psychological pain, maybe. Doesn't.
Whatever. I would assume, I'm not sure.
You're saying we're not paying for the psychological pain.
So now, Rabbi Yisai, have you isolated the entire pain of removing the arm?
No.
Because you're just paying the discrepancy between removing the arm with a little pain or removing the arm with a lot of pain.
So
what about the pain of removing the arm? He's not paying. So why is he not paying that? The Rashash makes this diak, Rabbi Yisai. And this is going to be hot. We're going to discuss this diuk. And Rabbi said we have a lot more. I thought we put so many Maramakomis over here on the Maramakomis. We could do it tonight if anyone wants.
What's tomorrow?
Friday.
Sunday we're going to do the other Maramakomis that we did over here. We have a lot more. But I opened the sugya for you a little bit, Rabbi said. Yeah. We opened the sugya. Nezek, Tsar. Let's try to understand what goes on. I'd like to leave you with the Dvar Torah this week's parsha. Yeah. Abuisa, I'd like to share with you a Dvar Torah that I said at the Friday night at the Aguda convention. That's Shach this week's Parsha. They asked me a question, the question and answers, what's wrong with going to stadiums to watch, to watch sports. We had a little disagreement over there on the stage. Not everyone.
Of course, it's a Gemara. Of course,
there's
a Gemara. Rashi says the word stadium. It's stadium.
Vayoymer.
It's a gladiator stadium.
Vayoymer. Misamcha le'ish sar v'shoyfet. What happened over here is Moshe Rabbeinu v'yigdal Moshe v'yigdal le'ish v'yitzi alechov v'yigdal Moshe v'yitzi alechov v'yar b'sav lo'isam. He sees that there's a guy who's hitting a yid. He looks around, and Moshe takes care of him. And he buries him in the sand. The next day, two yidden are fighting. Why are you hitting your friend? He says, who made you in charge? You're going to kill me too? Ooh, dangerous. Behold, the thing is known. Which sounds to be like Moshe Rabbeinu saying, people know that I killed a Mitzri. But Rashi says something else. Rashi says, Midrashai, noidili hadavar isi metamelov. I was shocked. Ma chotu Yisrael, Mikol zay ayin umais. Why Klal Yisrael worse than all the other 70 nations? Aval roya ani shahiruim lakach. Now I see that they deserve it. Achein, noyde adav. Now I chap why Klal Yisrael is in Golis. The Maral says, if you look at the gematria of the word achein is 71. Because there's 70 Amos and one Klal Yisrael. And when we get ourselves mixed up with the Goyim, Achein Noida Hadavar, Achein, when we get mixed up with the Goyim, it's bad news for the Jews. That's Golus. That's when Klal Yisrael's in trouble. That's when we deserve all of this. What did they deserve? Rashi says, Moshe's asking, Ma chot Yisrael mikol ayin umois? Mios near din b'avodas perach. The answer is, when Klal Yisrael allows themselves to be swallowed up with the other goyim, to get included with the goyim, they're in big trouble. But I have a shayla. Because Yaakov Avinu, when he wakes up from his dream, he says, Ochein yeish Hashem b'mokom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. The same word, Ochein. Same word. Moshe Avinu saying Ochein is the epitome of galus. And Yaakov Avinu is talking about the mokom hamikdash. Ochein yeish Hashem b'mokom hazeh. What's the pshat? The same word, Ochein. Same 71. The pshat is like this. The beis hamikdash. Ki beisi beis tefila l'kol ha'amin. Beis HaMikdash is when the Goyim come to us. You can come to us. You want to come to our Beis HaMikdash? You want to come to our stadium? No problem. You can come to us. That's fine. And then we can mix with the Goyim on our terms, on our turf. That's not only is that not Golos, that's the epitome of Geula, where the Goyim are seeing that Mikam Chayisur Be'echel Baretz. When we go to them, Ochen Vey, that's the problem. And the problem of people going to these types of places, to sports, to these stadiums, is you're sitting next to some big guy who is totally toasted on his, you know, and he's painted all over his chest with the color of his favorite team, right? And you guys just score and you give him a massive high five, or you give him a forearm bash, or you bust bellies with each other, and you're like, and you're one of the boys! We're with the boys! We're all together in this! Yeah, it's us, the Yankees, let's go! What happened? You lost yourself. You totally lost yourself. You became a goy for a night. A total goy. And that is the epitome of Churban. Klal Yisrael loses their darga. Ochein noida hadama. So, if a person watches a game in the privacy of his house, it's a colossal waste of time. It's a terrible waste of time. And it's a chaval. But he doesn't lose his maila of being a yid. You go to a game, you become a goy. That was my answer. Uvalitzi and goy will be here.